The 25 most powerful affirmations for April 2024. These channeled affirmations were inspired by themes that came to me in a meditative state. These are the exact messages I believe you were meant to hear this month and beyond. At the end of this recording, I will explain the exact process I used to create these affirmations. So if you're curious about where they came from, please stick around for that. I suggest you listen to this every day for the entire month. There are bound to be affirmations here that speak to something you are going through right now. I'll give you space to repeat the affirmations back to yourself. So take a deep breath and let's begin. I am resilient and persistent. I am committed to renewal and growth. I love to nurture myself and others. I am in harmony with the cycles of nature. I can adapt and thrive in challenging times. I embrace my imperfections. I find beauty in my flaws. My unique qualities add to my strength. I celebrate the richness of who I am. I make a positive contribution to the world. I make the most of what I have. I move forward with purpose and determination. I know that progress follows action. I prioritize my physical and mental well-being. I turn obstacles into opportunities. I embrace the present moment. I celebrate the power of now. I find joy in simple pleasures. I cherish the beauty of happy memories. I learn from my many experiences. I trust the wisdom of the universe. I find hope in times of uncertainty. I stand tall in the face of adversity. I aspire to greatness and reach for the stars. I am ready to shine my light. I am resilient and persistent. I am committed to renewal and growth. I love to nurture myself and others. I am in harmony with the cycles of nature. I can adapt and thrive in challenging times. I embrace my imperfections. I find beauty in my flaws. My unique qualities add to my strength. I celebrate the richness of who I am. I make a positive contribution to the world. I make the most of what I have. I move forward with purpose and determination. I know that progress follows action. I prioritize my physical and mental well-being. I turn obstacles into opportunities. I embrace the present moment. I celebrate the power of now. I find joy in simple pleasures. I cherish the beauty of happy memories. I learn from my many experiences. I trust the wisdom of the universe. I find hope in times of uncertainty. I stand tall in the face of adversity. I aspire to greatness and reach for the stars. I am ready to shine my light. In a moment, I will share the exact way these channeled affirmations came to me and the specific process I used. But first, I want to remind you about my book, The Power of Affirmations and Positive Self-Talk. So here's why this book is so important. Most people live their lives on autopilot. They let their thoughts and emotions run wild and then hang on for dear life as they try to cope, Can you relate? But you don't have to live that way. Your thoughts are not an accurate reflection of who you truly are. You can take control of the conversations going on in your head, and affirmations are the perfect tool to help you do that. Using the power of positive self-talk, you will no longer be a victim of negative thinking. You will be in the driver's seat of your mind and your life. The book is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Audible, and pretty much wherever books are sold online. And it's available in three formats: paperback, ebook, and audiobook. And if you'd like an autographed copy along with our Opening Up to the Good CD, just head to bobbakerinspiration.com, click the book tab, and learn more about that. Now about my process for coming up with these affirmations. So while in a meditative state, which is usually in the morning soon after I get up, I ask myself two key questions. One is, what message do I need to share? Another one is, what message do people need to hear? And then I wait, and images, symbols, pictures appear in my mind's eye. And they're often random, mysterious, sometimes peculiar, and those images become the inspiration for each month's affirmations. So here are the five images that came to me in the interpretations I used this month. The first image was a water sprinkler on a lawn of brown grass. Now, of course, the spring season recently started, at least in the Northern Hemisphere, so it shouldn't be surprising that this came up. It represents hope and renewal, nurturing and caring, and also persistence and resilience. Because even though the grass turns brown over the winter, there's always an opportunity every spring for new growth and abundance. And the same can be said for the seasons of our life and the ebb and flow of our experiences. No matter how dark and brown things may seem, there's always an opportunity for renewal and growth, as well as personal transformation. The second image was an interesting one. It was a brand new red brick that had obviously never been used, but there was clearly a small chip mark on it. So I immediately knew that this stood for embracing imperfections, finding the beauty in our flaws, and that no matter what kind of blemishes we may have, we are still ripe and ready to serve a function, to be useful, and to combine our efforts with others to build a proverbial wall, a solid wall. I like this one because it relates to themes of adaptability, flexibility, contributing to the whole, and all the while, the brick and we as humans don't have to be perfect to serve in that way. Moving on to the third image, this was another unusual one. It was a dried out mop that obviously hadn't been used or wet in quite a while. So what to make of this one? So mops are generally used to either clean up messes or just maintain cleanliness in a space on the floor. So a dried out mop implies one that hasn't been used in a while. So that could mean, well, there just haven't been any messes to clean up, but I think it really represents the importance of maintenance and asking, are there areas of our lives that we have been neglecting, that we have not been maintaining, that we have not been keeping clean? It also speaks to the theme of utilizing our resources. You know, if a mop isn't used, it dries out. So use it or lose it. That can apply to many areas of our lives. It speaks to taking action and just not neglecting the important areas of our life. So I really liked that one. The fourth image was kind of old school. It was a plastic disposable camera, like the kind you'd have to take to a store to get the film developed. Years ago, if you ever went to wedding receptions, often they would have one of these cameras on each table, and everybody was encouraged to take pictures, and then they'd get them developed and have tons of photos of the event. So my interpretation of this one is it's encouraging us to embrace the present moment, to capture memories, to be mindful and grateful for all the experiences of our lives. It may also speak to nostalgia and reflecting on the past, living authentically, and just cherishing the special moments of our lives. The fifth and final image was a church steeple. And this came to me as if I was viewing it from the ground looking up. So I believe this is a symbol of the importance of seeking guidance from a higher power. It represents aspiration and inspiration. Also embracing sacred spaces, either in our homes or in our lives, internally, and finding hope and solace in those sacred spaces. The steeple could also represent rising above challenges and finding strength in a universal intelligence, however you want to define that. So those are the specific images and affirmations I have for you this month. Would love to know your thoughts. What resonated with you? What stood out for you? How did you interpret those particular images? Please leave a comment. Let me know. I do read them all. Until next time, this is Bob Baker from BobBakerInspiration.com. So long for now.